both beneficial and very user-friendly and easy. So it's a work in progress, and we'll reassess. So I originally had these very grandiose, very imaginary, grandiose plans that we could actually have like a real, you know, my definition of Ian Kyle, put it this way, was that not any less intense, just less often. And then I'm told that's not really the definition of Ian Kyle. Ian Kyle is less intense. So, being as I understand, it's very difficult to expect guys, and if a person, I said this the last time, if someone came to me for an 8-zone, should they do Ian Kyle? When I'm working on my Ian in the morning, and I'm taking it very seriously, and I'm doing Chazara, and I'm working on Makiz, and I'm doing Chazara, and I just don't have it for this Ian Kyle, I'd be telling him, don't do that Ian Kyle. Right? That'd be my honest 8-zone. So, with that in mind, I'm trying to make it very, very easy. Easy in the sense that minimal makaras. Truthfully, before some guys told me that they saw some makaras for today, I was expecting no makaras, that you wouldn't have seen any, and I was going to do it with you here. It is tremendously advantageous to have seen some of them, but the most makaras I would ever ask would be like one or two, like that. And where the important thing is the potency of the deal, more than like a lengthy something. Like, so those first set of makaras were not expected to have been done. My mistake that I didn't make that clear to anyone. Not that you're not going to use it. Those are very classic makaras. Everyone, every Rebbe in this yeshiva is going to look at that griz and talk about it, and is going to talk about that riff and the rush and all the things that are on those makaras. It's going to be very useful. I'm going to talk about it today, hopefully. So I decided the way to make this kind of work off the kiosk and be valuable is to, you know, introduce the idea that Ian could be very, very brisk, which we're going to contrast with what we're going to do, which is very, very creative and off the dot. And then Ian, another type of Ian, could be very much related to Bikius. It's an offshoot of Bikius. If you do Bikius well, right, that was the point I made last time. So I took all the questions that I was asked by you guys, various guys, some that are not here, but it doesn't matter, during the Bikius. And I said, wow. And every time I would make a comment to the guy who asked the kasha, I said, wow, that's a great Ian exploration. So what I'm going to attempt to do is show you exactly that. All these were the shilas I was asking. First one, right, was a very nice shila, Elachada, the Rashi that says, when the Gemara says that the difference between Abbas and Tulsus by Shabbos, right? Everybody remember this? Beis Amarala, right? That there is the Gabe Tulsus Kiyotze behind by Shabbos, so the din is the same. What about then, why do we call one an Av and one call a Tulsus? What's the difference? There's got to be some difference between them. So the Gemara says, well, there is this difference. And it works out the whole thing with the Chiyuv Chatas, and that there is Chiluk Malachos. Everyone know what that expression means? We're going to talk about it in a minute in greater length, in greater detail. There's Chiluk Malachos by the Av Malachos. You have 39 Malachos. You're going to be Chayav for each and every one. And even by Toldos, if the Toldos are individual, different, coming from different Avos, so two Toldos that come from different Avos, will also, you'll be Chayav twice. But the Gemara says, but if you have two Toldos from the same Av, or an Av and its Tolda, you only chayv once, right? That was the Gemara. So what's Pashut Pshat in that Gemara? And this was an excellent kasha that was asked by somebody. Pashut Pshat would be what? What did the Gemara mean by chayv? You do an avid, it's told, you only chayv once. So what's Pashut Pshat? And it's covering what? Yeah, that's Pashut Pshat. Pashut Pshat is did a maisa vera told. And the easiest and simple and most understandable pshat is your chayev one chatas, it'll cover both. And that's what it should be, right? It's one shame, right? We'll get to the rekha in a minute. But the first kasha was, well, why does Rashi see something completely different that seems crazy? Rashi says, no, you're not chayev one chatas that's going to cover both. It sounds like Rashi's saying what? You chayev only for the av, and you're not chayiv for the tolda. That's an extremely difficult shita, right? What do you mean? I did a maisa bera, a tolda. How can I not be chayiv for it? I'll give you an example. Like, can someone come up with a mechanism? Well, why would that be? I did an av and I did a tolda. I did both of them. I planted my plant and I watered it. Planting the plant, that's an av malacha of zareya. Watering it is a tolda of zareya, right? Oh, I'm only chayiv for the planting part. I don't have to make up for the watering part. And you want to look at it from another angle. No kapara available to you for the maisa avera of a malacha daraisa on Shabbos. I mean, how could Rashi say such a thing? The mechanism? What? Interesting. So Rabbi Reichman in Rishimos, Rav Soloveitchik, he says this. I don't like it at all. I mean, coincidentally, I was on the plane with Rabbi Reichman, Rav Heshi Reichman, coming over here. Had I seen that, I would have definitely ran over to him and said, what kind of shot? Does it make any sense? You can't just accept lumdus in a vacuum. It's got to make sense. So what's the time? And the time is like this. Oh, we know, let's say, he compares it to a suda, singa motzi, and any other food, machmas suda, is like, you know, tafel to the ikar bread, so you don't have to make a bracha on the other stuff. Who I did not mean, I do an av and a tolda. Does anyone have any connection beyond that's very cute? To me, it's very cute, and I'm not insulting him. I think he was just doing it as a marshal, because it's not going to hold up. It's a very shvach shita, that actually, that's what Rashi means. Clearly, the pashas in these Rashis does not mean this. There's no way Rashi's going to tell me I could do a maisa veira tolda and not have it be mechayev me something and need kapar. So that was question number one the person asked. Unbelievable kasha, got it right away. Yishmar. So that's question number one. Question number two, let me just go through all these questions very quickly. Right? Did you have a comment on that? You have another svara to explain it? I have to admit, there are achronim that actually are telling that's what Rashi means. That Rashi really means you're chayev only for the av, but not for the tolda.
Right?
Okay, good. So we're going to work off that. That's going to be part of the answer, but we got a little ground to do before we get it. So hold on to that thought. Right? We're going to give it a little more substance. But your yesod is zeroing in. It's very nice. Quickly, the other questions that were asked, because we're going to try to answer all of these. Right? Bachamai, Rashi says in the Beis Hamidrash, when it comes to this so he says Shabbos, yes. Tuma, no. What about Ezekiel? Hachamai. So what does he say? What's that kasha? What's that kasha, Rashi? What's his comment? What does it mean, are they like? No. He says, are Ezekiel the Avos like the Toldos? What does that mean? What do you mean? What's the kasha? This is like a real Bekiyos, guys. Meaning what? Are you chayv l'shalem? The av, yes. He says, by the tolda, maybe not at all, right? So somebody is very bothered, appropriately, by this Rashi. That's it? That's what we're actually entertaining? That you're chayv for the av, right? And the shayla is, tolusein ki yotzebehem. And maybe you're not chayv for the tolda. So this person who is very astute asked me, but then what's left? And somebody actually answered very nicely, which we'll get to also, an immediate answer, which is not bad, which we're going to fit it in. But anyone have a quick answer? Like, if it's possible, lav ki yotzei ben, so what's a tolda? It says, avos michadi gatoldos. So, no, so what's a tolda if you're not going to be chayv l'shalem? So what is it?
A different type of method.
What?
A different type of method? Like Gemara's answer is...
No, but Rashi's telling me that Gemara's shayla really is all about, are you paying or are you not paying? And that's a big chiddush for two reasons. One is the simple balabatish thing. No, so what's a tolda, right? That's a little balabatish. A little more sophisticated is, how does it fit with the maskana? What's the maskana of the Gemara? What's the maskana of the Gemara at the end of the day? So the saying, kiyote ben, for the most part in Ezekiel, yeah. Except one exception. What's that one exception? Tzoros. And how much are you chayev? Is that zero? No, so what does Rashi do with that? That was his second kasha. Very nice kasha, right? If Rashi's telling me that the lav kiyote ben meant zero, no. Yeah, that's not zero. How do you fix that up? So that's going to be this. Now let me just go through these. I'm going to go through these and then we're going to talk. We're going to hash out everything, right? But you're going to see in a second something that'll make facilitate this happening much quicker. Now, the next shayla I was asked, when we get to those hybrid cases on Davav, So it's Boren Aish, maybe Boren Shor, it's this or Shoren Aish, right? When we have those hybrid cases, so the person asks a very nice question, it's a famous question. So what halachos apply in those? The patur of both? So for example, if I'm using Boren Aish, it's patur b'taman and b'kelim, both? Would that be the din? So, what?
Who said about the board?
Who said? So this is a very famous machlokas rishonim,
which
you'll get to. Tosfos, if you look at it, if anyone's looking at a Tosfos in, he's implying both. Tosfos is implying both. The famous one who does not imply both is the Rush, right? The Rush, which we're going to come back to, the Grizz made a big deal out of this Rush. The Grizz says, the Rush says, nope, not at all, it's not going to be both, right? So, well, this somebody asks, I said, wow, you just got into a very big sugya, which we're going to do very much in 5 minutes, but that's Ian Kahn. But everyone's going to do this sugya. Machlokes Tosfos in the Rush over when you have Bor Veish, hybrid case, Patur B'Taman Kelim, or only like Bor and the Alfusa needed age. But, what?
Yeah,
well, all of those. They're all hybrids. They're all the same thing. Yeah. Then somebody blew me away with this kasha.
Let me just explain question three again.
Right. It's like it's just a very simple. It's a halacha question. When we create for those four cases on that vav, right? All of them. They're all made from a combination of. Remember, why do I need tzad shavah? I need it for either. Boom, boom, boom. I'm not talking about the Nagag, or the Boren Miskagel, or the Rishus Poskim Bibosayan, or for the Nafel, the tree, and the whole thing. All those four cases needed a combo, right? Once we develop this, and we derive your Chayim in that case, your Chayim in that case, from two, so the first Shaila he asked me, so, and it's a great Bikias question for someone who hasn't seen the Rishonim yet. You know, if you've learned Bav Gamba before, that's not such an impressive question. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows this Machlokis. But on Bikias, I was very impressed. It's a good question. That's what the Rishonim are going to talk about. All going to talk about it. And so he was just asking that question. And we're going to touch upon it because the Grizz makes a big deal out of it. So is it Pater, all the Paturas, all Bor is Pater Kalem, Aish is Pater Tamlin. Do I say that the hybrid is Pater in both because it was built out of both of them? Or no? Like the Rush says. The Rush says, it's Ikar Shem Bor. The Aish was a little helper for the Alfusa. We'll explain what that is in a minute. And therefore, you only have the Ptor of Bor, but not the Ptor of both. Right? So he asked that. But then he asked the bigger question. He goes, very sophisticated. First, I told you, I won't mention who it is, but it's somebody who's impressed me now multiple times since then. He says to me, what? Do we really need the Tzad HaShavah? So I go, what do you mean? Like, that's what the Gemara asks, right? Sada Sheva, Suya Imai. Did you learn Daf Vav yet? So he was already on Daf Chesed Tes. I don't know where he was. But I knew he learned it. So I said, I thought, you know, he was asking me a very shach question. Then he suddenly blows it up in my face and he says, no, no, you don't understand what I mean. I go, clearly. He goes, I mean this. If I'm able to derive these cases on pure logic using these avos, what am I doing with the Sada Sheva? What's the role of the Sada Sheva? You see what I'm saying? I'm the Chozer Adin, right? I'm learning from Bor, I'm learning from Aish, I'm learning them from each one. And I could just derive it that way. Do I need to bring in the Sada Sheva? What's this Sada Sheva? I still don't get it. And then I realized he was asking a very deep question, right? Just understand it on any level right now, but when I answer it, I think you'll understand the Kasha as much. Right? So he asked this thing, Lama Ba'inan Sada Sheva Bechla. Next is the Kushiyas Tiferes Shmuel. If you want to see this, it's in the back of your Oz Vahadr. The Tiferes Shmuel is found in the I call it the magic book. That's that all the Zachronim they have over there. What do they call it? What do they really call it? Right, Oz Mefarshim, whatever it's called. I call it the magic book because you get a lot of like easy raid over there. So the Tiferes Shmuel, who's an Achron very heavily involved in the first paragraph of the Kama, he asked the following kasha. He asked it on the Mishnah. He says, and I brought this up last week for anyone who was there the first time we fantasized about Ian Kahn. So I said, what about the following? We're asking the Shaila for the same Kiyotza and the love it, right? So the Tiferes Shmuel says, it's obvious. What are we asking the Shaila for? Absolutely, without a doubt, Toldo Sehen, Kiyotza. What's his proof? He says, the lo harays, right? Let's say the lo harays were not true. They're each one's a pircha. Each one is knocking out my ability to derive the other avos from a single av, right? I can't derive mave from shor. I can't derive shor from mave, etc., etc. So comes the Tiferet Shmuel and he says, but what would it have been called if I was able to derive it? Right? The thing that's written in the pasuk in the Torah is called an av. If I'm deriving something from that with a bameh matzinu, it's called a, presumably, a tolda. So he says like this, if that's true, and we know that if I derived it, it would have the exact same din, then tolda sayin, clearly, kayotze behem. What kind of shaila is this? Right? He says, how could the Gemara even ask? It's obvious, tolda sayin, kayotze behem. Game over. That is the famous kasha of the Tiferes Shmua. You can find it in the back. Let me just say it. You have an answer to it, but hold on. Okay, so hang on to that. Sixth question that was asked. When the Gemara goes through Shabbos followed by Tumah as my two models, right? I want to know Toto Senkiyotze Melav Kiyotze Gabi Shabbos, yes, Gabi Tumah, no. What is that? You know, everyone just like flies through that. Maybe not Rav Nussbacher, because if he's going to only get up to Daf Gimel by whenever, I'm sure he's going to dwell on this too. What is that? Just like what I call a light model? Meaning, I'll tell you what some people say. Some people actually say what it's doing is the following. The Gemara wants to show us that even if Kiyotze Behen, it's still called the Tolda. That's why it gives me the Shabbos model. Even if it's Kiyotze Behen, it's still one's an Av and one's a Tolda. And the other side, even if it's not Kiyotze Behen, we see from Tumah, it's still called an Av and it's still called a Tolda. That would be the a Tolda. That would be the Pashtus. That would be like the silly reason. In other words, I'm trying to figure out the Zeke in here, right? So if in the end it's Kiyotze Behen or not, is that going to make it not a Tolda? So the Gemara right away wants me to know that's not true. I have models of lo kiyotze behen where it's still called a tolda, and kiyotze behen is still called a tolda. That's one possibility. Another possibility that's really geschmack is no. These are very, very designed models. That picking Shabbos is with an agenda, picking Tumah is with an agenda that's going to have very much relevance to the ultimate conclusions of the Gemara. So that was the kasha that was sort of asked of me. We're going to see very geschmack that it's going to go this way. Finally, star, the kasha no one asked me, and I was very disappointed. Because when I first learned Bava Kamma in Shalavim, actually, I remember it in 1983, we learned Bava Kamma. I asked the shaila, and I thought it was a great shaila. I still do, many years later. Now, that's a good sign. Why didn't anyone ask me the following question? We have this really incredibly intense kasha at the beginning of the Gemara. What's the kasha? Toto sayin, kiyotze behen? Olav kiyotze behen. We don't know. Oh my God. Is it or isn't it? What keeps happening throughout the whole Shakra Vatari of the Gemara? We go through the toldos of Keren, and what was a very big enigma is now suddenly Svar Pshuta. Oh, of course. Toto sayin, kiyotze behen. Doesn't that bother anyone? What on earth is going on with that? Oh, big mystery. Then all we got to do is mention toldos. We say it has the tchunos of the Av. It's chavano lahazik, darka lahazik, whatever, shmirasan alecha, puff, toldosayin kiyotzen. What is that? What does that mean exactly? You hear the kasha? This is a very, very, I think it's a very strong kasha. Right? I hope anyone appreciating it? I asked it when I was your age. So I'm putting it on the board. Questions like
this. This is the same question as why did you start asking
the question? It's not the same. No, they're very different questions. Tiferet Shmuel says that don't we have proof from the Mishnah itself that Kiyotze? I'm asking something else. I'm asking something that bothers me every time I learn this Gemara. The Gemara starts off with a Shiloh. So the same Kiyotze and Malav Kiyotze, as though it doesn't know. It doesn't know whether there's the same din by the Tolda as by the Av. And then what allows it to know? what happened, what transition occurs within the Gemara that suddenly they could just say, by Karen, by Regal, by Shen, by Bor, by Eish. Oh, of course, Kiyotze Behem. Wasn't there some missing information here? What mystery did we clear up that we're able to say it? Now, I think it's a Gishma question. I really do. Especially if the answer is Gishma too. We'll see.
I feel like the question is just asking, like, what's similar about it?
Well, do you have an answer to it?
Yeah, it sounds like the Gemara gave an answer.
Well, what's the answer?
Gemara,
what didn't the Gemara know that it learned?
Here's how they're similar.
No. What's the question of Kiyotze and Rokyo? Are you chayiv or are you not? Right? That's the question. I'm chayiv for the Av, and I'm Pachas or Gamri for the Torah. That's the Shabbat. Right? So how do I figure out that that's true? By telling me that the Tolda shares characteristics with the Av, therefore that answered up my halacha question. Oh, it must be that it's chayiv like the Av. There's something missing in that transition.
I mean, if you say they're similar, and the Av is chayiv.
I knew they were similar. What's a Tolda for God's sake? What is a Tolda in the beginning of the Gemara?
A similarity to the Av, an extension.
It always was. So why am I asking the question in the first place? If all I need to know is that the Tolda is similar to the Av, in a certain sense, then I should have never asked the question in the first place. You hear what I'm saying? It's either it never was a question, or it suddenly became not a question. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be this always bothered me. I never understood how the Gemara was able to conclude so easily something that it was totally mystified by moments ago. All right, take it or leave it on the kasha. I'm delighted. Now, here's the. This took much longer than I thought. It's one shear on this, and one shear on all of these together. We have half an hour. Should we go for broke? Yeah, let's do it. All right. Anyone see the? I gave out two makoros for this kasha. Okay. In other words, like there's one yeso that's going to answer all of this, and there's a whole complicated to do a little bit over on this one little shot. Well, I'll just focus on that one first, and you know we can always pick it up. To come back. Alright. The Shiloh we asked was, again, what does Rashi mean by singling out A'av Chayev and not on the Tolda Chayev? That question. Question or comment?
Wait, you say referring to the Karbonos and not the actual thing. Why was dealing with not your Chayev, whether you're Chayev being over something, it was dealing with your Chayev to bring the Karbon.
Rashi's talking about that too.
So Rashi's not saying that you weren't chayiv for not to, if you did it in a beira, but you're only chayiv to bring the carbon for the av, because you only make him bring one, not for the other.
But that makes no sense. That's the part that makes no sense. I'll explain why. You'll see. Let me give you the. When you do Ian, you know, there's three things that you do with you. Rekha. What does Rekha mean? Rekha. Background. Right? Background information. You need to know. You need to know something. Right? You can't do good Ian if you don't know anything. So that's why Bikias is worthwhile, because it gives you ideas and all that stuff, right? So Rekha, then you gotta like be medayu when you read a Gemara, which you're gonna do, and then you get to be creative with lomdos, right? That's the three hallmarks of good lomdos. So let's start with the Rekha. We have a bit of Rekha here. We're gonna make sure we're all on the same page with how Chiv Chatas works, and how Toldos and Avos work. So Chiv Chatas works like this. Every shein isser, every single isser that a person is over on the chayav chatas for, will get a single one-to-one relationship. Meaning, if I eat chaylev, chas shalom, I'm going to be chayav chatas. For shogeg, I'm going to be chayav chatas. Right? One shein isser, one chatas. What if I eat chaylev three times behelam achad? I eat chaylev, and then I eat chaylev again. I eat chaylev again. How many maisaveres did I do?
One.
Asa chosev asa. How many nice ideas did I do?
Three.
I did three ideas. I ate chayla three times. Three kazaisim, right? I ate kazais one. I didn't know it was usher. I ate kazais number two. I didn't know it was usher. I ate kazais number three. I didn't know it was usher. How many times was I over on not eating chayla? I did three ideas. How many chatos am I chayiv? Is rule number one? One. Chozer asa the chozer, right? Asa chozer the asa is one shein isser, one chatas. That's the rule. That's the rule always. So, what if I had chela vedam? I ate chela and dam. How many chatos? Two, right? Because those are different shein isser. There's an isser to eat chela, and there's an isur to yidam. Separate isur. So I'm chayav two for them.
Okay.
What about if I do a malacha on Shabbos? What's the shame isur of malacha on Shabbos? What is it? Losasa kol malacha. Right? That's it. That's the law of malacha on Shabbos. Losasa kol malacha. So now let's say I do 39 malachos. Just based on what I've told you so far, how many chatos should I be chayav? One, right? One shem yisr. Well, sasa kol malacha. I could do it 1,000 times. That's equivalent to chozer asa v'chozer. That's definitely asa chozer asa. Right? However, the Gemara, the Chayin and Shabbos, nerds out a chiddush. I'll pick zeres akasov. Right? It's called chiluk malachos, where it teaches me, guess what? Even though there's one shame yisr called losasa kol malacha, if you do 39 av malachos, you're going to be chayav 39 chatos. It's a chiddush. The pashtus was you'd only be chayav one. Okay, good. What about toldos? Toldos will, if they are independent of their av, also have this chiluk malachos. Toldos as well. It's also learned out. Some Rishonim learn it from Gezeiros HaKasuv, some don't. It doesn't matter if you know it's too much of detail. But the bottom line is, both individual avos and a tolda of that av is mechalik malachos. Even though there's only one shem isur called lo sasa kol malacha, still, if you do all multiple avos, different malachos, you're going to be chayav for each and every one. What if I do the same malacha multiple times? How many chatos am I chayav? One. Let's say I did five of the same malacha, I'm chayav one chatos. How many maisaveros did I do? Five. I did a five maisaveros. So was each one of those maisaveros mechayav mi chatos? Yes, 100%. Each maisaveros you do is mechayav mi chatos. So why am I getting away with one? Because one covers all. One, that's the chiddush of this whole sugya. The chiddush of the sugya is one kapara of one chain isser covers all the maisaveros within that chain isser. Everyone following this? This is all like the necessary value. What else is true about toldos and avos of Shabbos that we just learned from our Gemara? Well, there's an exception here. What's that exception going to be? If I do an av and it's tolda, right? I'm a chayav one. Well, is it an exception? When I do 39 avos malachos, I'm chayav 39 chatos. Why? Because the chiddush is, the Gezeiros HaKasuv tells me, you each and every av as its own shame isser. Shemus muchlakin is the expression that's used in the Gemara. Each one has its own shame isser. Each and every one. So if I do 39 different ones, I'm chayav. But within a shame, if I do the av and it's tolda, what's that equivalent of? Asa chazer asa. It's the same thing. It's one shame that can cover multiple averos. That's pashut pshat in an av and it's tolda. What's the problem? Rashi doesn't say this. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, I'm chayav one not because it's covering multiple averos, because I'm only chayav for the av, and mystery of mysteries, I'm not chayav the tolda. The tolda was not mechayav me anything. So how do we make sense of that? So that's the background. Does the Gemara point itself? Can anyone read the Gemara very sharply? The Gemara is very concerned with this. Did anyone see the diyukim? The best way to do this is contrast the girsa we have with the girsa of Rabbeinu Chanan. Look at the way Rabbeinu Chanan presents this little part of the Gemara and the way we have the gifts. What's the mashma'ut? Let's start with our Gemara. Right? Let's start with our Gemara. Our Gemara says, when it's talking about this topic, so it says, Gabi Shabbos Tana Abos Malachos Arbaim Chaser Achas Afa Abos Michal Dika told us. Told the same Kiyotze Ben. Loshna Av Chatas Loshna Av Tolda Chatas Loshna Av Skila Loshna Tolda Skila. The din between an Av and a Tolda is the same. The Chiyuv is the same. If you're mazid skila, if you're shogi yichal. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, what's the Gemara bothered by already? Why am I calling one an av? Why am I calling a tolda? But it says it like this: my ika bein av letolda. My ika bein av letolda. What's the mashmud of that? That there's a real difference between an Av and a Talmud. That means if I'm the Rishon learning this Gemara, I'm going to say, well, the Gemara is saying that I have to realize that I'm not just describing why I have things called Av and called Tolda, but there's a real substantive difference between an Av and a Tolda. That's in contrast. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa. What does he say? Umay taima kari lahai Av ulahai Tolda. That's very different than the Girsa that we have. My ika bain Av the Tolda. Does everyone appreciate the nuance difference? My ika bain Av the Tolda is being mashma that there's a real substantive difference between an Av and a Tolda. They will be machayev differently. Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa is, hey, if they're really the same in every way, so why do I call one an Av and call one a Tolda? Next part of the Gemara. The Gemara then gives an answer. It says, well, this whole thing about chiluk malachos or not. If you do an Av and it's Tolda, you're only chayev chad. Lafuke who? Rabbi Eliezer. What does he say? What does he say? Is it in any way going to help us? He says, Ule Rabbi Eliezer de mechayev atolda bimakom Av. So he's different than the Tanakhama, right? He's chayev atolda bimakom Av. What's the mashmud of that? There's the difference, right? There's the difference. That Rabbi Eliezer holds, unlike the Tanakhama, that I'm going to be mechayev atolda bimakom Av. What does that tell you about the Tanakhama? He is not mechayev you atolda bimakom Av. Wow, who does this sound like? Rashi. Oh, this must be Rashi's child, right? The mashma'ut of this entire girsa is seemingly like Rashi, right? But what about Rabbeinu Chananel? He doesn't say like that for Rabbi Eliezer. What does he say for Rabbi Eliezer? The akshinen of Rabbi Eliezer, the mechayev al av v'tolda didei tarti mai. Nothing about av v'makom tolda, tolda v'makom av. Nothing about that at all. Just mechayev tarti as opposed to chada. What's the mashma'ut of Rabbeinu Chananel for sure? How does he learn the sugya? He learns it kipchuta. He learns it like this. When you're chayev two avos, you'll be chayev two. And av and it's tolda, you're chayev one. Why? Because even though you're doing two averos, we have a chiyuv for both, one covers both. But Rashi, who is very much influenced by our girsa, the mashmud is not that way. Okay, good. So I understand from the diukim where Rashi's sheet is coming from. What drove Rashi into this very dachuk, all due respect to Rabbi Reichman, idea that somehow I'm only chayef for the Av and I'm not chayef for the Talmud. I have to find out, how's that work? So it's interesting, by Rabbi Eliezer, it's a good lead into the next point. By Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi says, like Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa, very conspicuous. Is Rashi have some kind of mixture of shittos here? So who saw that vote? You saw that vav in Shabbos, right? So I'm assuming nobody did. So I brought it. Just in case, we could also do a sheet on that. Everybody, take a look at it. Since we didn't get to do any seder, take a look at the Rashi that's underlined. I went to the trouble. I should have. What's the smart thing to do? You know, you underline first and then photocopy. Why didn't you do that? Everybody has fresh underlining. Alright. Did you guys get it?
No, you didn't.
Alright, not perfect. Alright, so take a look at this Rashi. And this is going to be Rashi again on the same topic. Tell me if he's consistent with our Rashi or different than our Rashi. And tell me if you have any problems with this Rashi. Guy had to ask this question, right? It's a lot of work for one course. One diamond.
Yeah, he says you don't bring the tolda. Meaning,
sounds like, good. So that part of the Rashi, the first part of the Rashi sounds exactly like consistent with Rashi over here, right? He's saying, right, what was the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is talking about why does the Mishnah tell me 39 halachos? Why do I need to know the number 39? So, why? Well, to teach you that it's possible for you to be chayav 39 chatos and no more. What do you mean no more, Rashi says? Well, for example, if you do an av and it's tolda, you're only chayav for the av, right? But you're not chayav for the tolda. That's very consistent with Rashi over here.
It doesn't sound like that.
The second half of Rashi does not sound like that at all. And what makes this the most egregious seer in Rashi is it's supposed to be the explanation of the Rashi, right? That's what's really the killer on this Rashi, if you're really medayik properly, right? He's saying like, oh, and you want to know why you're chayav al av and not on the tolda? Oh, because I'm about to confuse you like crazy, because really, this is going to be one chatas that's going to cover both, right? That's the mashma'ut of the second part of Rashi. So now I'm really like, oh my God, the guy who opened up the can of worms on that Rashi and our Gemara, he didn't know what he was getting into, because this is a very, very famous, seemingly self-contradictory Rashi, but the answer is in the flip side of the page. See, but here's one where you really need a Seder, you need to be Mayan. Who can tell me what the Marikat is saying? Now, I gotta give you a little recca that you might not know. For anyone here ever learned Shabbos, Achel Shabbos? Isn't there like a Hilchos Shabbos thing in Yeshiva? Yeah. All right. You're probably not doing this Gemara.
Yeah, this.
There's a Gemara, I think it's Daf Ayin Gimel in Shabbos, where the Gemara is explaining, right, all the malachas in Kal Gadol over there. So there are three malachas that often get put together. Zorah, Borah, and Merak. Why are those three lumped together? What did anyone know what they are? What's Zorah? Zorah is winnowing. What is winnowing? Everyone knows Sidur the Pas. Right? Last year in Akoto, I made everybody memorize 39 malachas. They had exactly 2 hours to do it. So most of them did it, because it's very easy to do. The malachas are very logically associative. Your memory on them. The first 11 are Sidur the Pas. Right? We can't go through this now, but remind me to do it one day. So it all is planting wheat and then, you know, the whole process of making bread. Right? So in there is Zorah, Borer, Meraki. That's part of the process. Zorah is after Dash. Dash means threshing, which is you break the connection between the wheat and the chaff. And I have now wheat and chaff mixed together. Ochel and Psolus. I use the wind. Ah, it's going to be above a comma, Nafsamach, actually. This whole thing with Zorah, right? So, isn't that great? See, so this is all worth it.
Next week, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You should have done this. This is a killer little thing to do on the heels of Dafres and all that stuff. Alright, anyway, Zorah means you take the wheat and the chaff pile that's mixed together, Tyrobus, the wheat and chaff, you throw it up, and the wind, what will it do? It'll blow away the light chaff, anyone who's done any farming, right? We'll know it, and then the wheat kernels fall down. The purpose of Zorah is to separate Ocho and Tzolos. Good? What is Meraki? Sifting. So what is the purpose of that? Same thing. Borer. That's all doing it. Well, none of them are Borer, right? One's Borer. They're all separating Ocho and Tzolos. Now, here's where Rav Soloveitcher comes in. Right? More record. What's the difference between an Av Shabbos and a Tolda Av Shabbos? What makes something an Av and what makes something a Tolda? Right, so we know the derivation, the Avs are in the Mishnah. There are many Rishonim, as you'll see when you do these Tosfos in Bava Kama, that actually see Toldos in the Mishkan too. Maybe it has to be in the Mishkan in Chashiva to be an Av, right? Remember that? Somebody must have peeked a look at that, right? So that's not good enough. There's a definitional difference between an Av and a Tolda. And Rav Soloveitcher always explained it the following way. He said, every malacha has two components. It has the meleches machshevas, the tikkun, the purpose, the goal, the aim, and it has the pa'ula, the design. Right? In order to be an av, you need to have both the pa'ula and the goal of the mishkan. You have to have both. Let's say you have the same tikkun but a different pa'ula. What is that called? A tov. What if you have the same pu'ula, but a different tikkun, what's that called? A malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. But we don't have to worry about that today, right? But you do have to know the difference between an av and a tolda. So how do I know what toldos are? Toldos are fitting into the category of the av's tikkun. Whatever the tikkun is, remember I told you before, watering the plant and planting the plant, right? Right, those are ones av, planting, that's what they did in the Mishkan, zoreya, and watering is promoting plant growth. So it has the same aim, the same goal. but a very different pa'ula. You're pouring water that has nothing to do with planting something. Therefore, it's called a toldo. Right? Right. So that's the difference between an av and a toldo. Now, knowing that's the difference between an av and a toldo, and knowing what you now know about Zorah, Borah, and Merakid, what's pshat in Mari Kamas? Because he's going to fix up this whole Rashi business. So if it wasn't the end of the day and you had more time to work on this, you could have made this a Papagaios thing. Could have done. Now I always have to incentivize. Ever since when my kids went to MTA, I taught them. How about Tali? Right? And they gave me the best year and the worst. That was the deal. I had to take the hardest guys and the easiest guys. So the easiest guys were a pleasure. Like you guys. Hardest guys, it was like, I don't know what I was going to do. So I just brought lollipops in. It worked like a charm. Anyway, I find that positive reinforcement really worked. It worked in my parenting, and it certainly worked for those guys. And then the stakes went up. They got a little smart, and then they wanted more than that. And then they started asking for money, and that's when I had it. All right, so Nuke, can anyone give me, what's the Marikats asking? Let's see if we can just learn shot in these words. This is a very classic Baba Kama, a little Makor over here. What's he saying? Should I say it outside and cut to the chase? Or give it another minute? What's he grappling with? He's grappling with what we're grappling with. He's saying, the implication of Rashi is that there's a real difference between the Toldan and the Av. Rashi's trying to tell me that I'm only chayev, only the av could be mechayev me. The toldah is garua, right? It's garua. It can't be mechayev me if the av's around. It's more garua. It's chalisha. It's chalash, right? That's what Rashi's trying to tell me, because he's saying that when I do an av and it's toldah, it's like tafel, right? It's like Rabbi Reichman tafel. It's like making a bracha on the vegetables when you had a motz. You're not going to do that, right? So he says, why is Rashi saying that? Why doesn't he say the Pashup Shah? Rabbeinu Chanano, right? What's the Pashup Shah? The Pashup Shah is one that covers both, like usual, right? Chose, Ose, Vachose, whatever it is, Ose, Chose, Vachose, right? Why isn't it like that, says Mari Katz. So he says, you know what? Rashi's right. It's definitely related to the Chalisha Satol. Yeah, it seems weird. That's what he's throwing in that. What does that have to do with the answer?
Because those are all very similar, but they're all avos.
Excellent.
This is something that's influenced only by his av, which is the pasuk. This is just a svara based on av.
Close, but you had it. In other words, what are toldos? How did the rav define toldos versus avos? What do they share? Yeah, what makes a toldo a toldo?
Has the same purpose.
Yes. Action. They're not the same pa'ula, not the same design, not the same action, right? But
Rocket are all the same tatsar, the same purpose, but different pa'ulas.
Right, exactly. So what's the point he's trying to make? That's exactly right. What is he doing? He's giving me a complete analogy to toldos with avos, but using three avos. It's an incredibly brilliant thing he's doing. He's saying, hey, look, I'm going to prove to you that the problem here for the toldah and what Rashi's getting at is related to a weakness of the toldah relative to the av. It isn't that it's chada, you're chayev chada, because one chatas that covers both the av and the toldah, but something else. Probably something else. It's related to the fact that the toldah is just not generating the same thing the av can generate. The toldah can't do what the av can do. What's my proof? Take a look at Zorah, Borah, and Merakid. Those are three things that are really the same. Like we said 1,000 times, right? It's separating ochel mipsolas. The tikkun, the goal, the aim of those three are the same. And yet, what's the Gemara going to tell me? I'm chayiv achatas for each and every one of them as separate avos. What is it about them that allows them to be mechalik malachos? the fact that they're avos. An av can do this. What can an av do? It could be mechalek malachos. It could generate, even when it's the same, very same isser, in terms of the malachos machshevis, in terms of the goal, yet an av, because of the nature of an av, is able to have chiluk malachos. But a tolda in the very analogous setting, meaning the tolda with an av, where it shares the very same tikkun, the very same malachos machshevis, can't do it. Can't do it. Despite the fact that I see those do it, Marie Katz says, but a tolda can't do it. What does that prove? That the issue is a weakness of a tolda. A tolda is not as potent as an av, right? It's not able to do what avos can do. Okay, so this seems to say that, well, now I get it. I'm chayv on the av, but not the tolda, because the tolda is not quite getting there. That's not what it's saying. What's it really saying? And how do we fix up that stira and Rashi? How could Rashi be saying two things simultaneously? What are the two things he's saying? He's saying, on the one hand, Ein achinami. When I do an av and it's tolda, am I chayev on both? 100%. What? Yes, but listen to the way I want to express it. When I do an av and it's tolda, I did an avera with the av, I did an avera with the tolda. Both of them are needing a kapara. Both of them need the chatas. Where do I get it? From my one chatas. What is the difference, the substantive difference between the potency of an av and a tolda? Not in terms of being mechayev a chatas per se. I know that a tolda can be mechayev a chatas also. But what in terms of being able to be mechalik malachos, chiluk malachos? That's his whole point. In terms of chiluk malachos, being able to take something that is similar, the same tikkun being repeated, chozer ve'osa, chozer ve'osa, and av is able to make it into three separate entities, zorer, borer, and merakeh, but a tolda cannot. When Rashi says, you're chayv on the av and not the tolda, he doesn't mean that you need kapara for the av and not the tolda. Of course you need kapara for both. And you're going to get it through this single chatas. What is he saying? The av is the thing that could be mechayev you in this setting, but the tolda, which is just the hemshech of that av, this goes back to what you said originally, is just, you know, there by dint of the fact that it shares the tikkun of the av, cannot create its own chiluk malachos. If it was another av, even if it had the same tikkun, it could do it. What's the proof? Zoreh, Boreh, Merakeh. Zoreh, Boreh, Merakeh also had the same tikkun. Why aren't they stopped from being able to be mechalik malachos? Because they're avos. But toldos, which are substantively different and weaker than an av, they cannot do it. What does Rashi gain by doing this? He's very meduyak now, completely with the words of the Gemara. My ikah ben av the tolda. This, chiluk malachos, that's the answer. That's the difference between an av and a tolda. It's not why am I, like the Rabbeinu Chanan is like seeking out of the whole problem. He's saying, on my kari le av and my kari le tolda, why do they have different labels? But we know they're the same. They have the same chiyuv in every way, right? But Rashi's saying, no, the Gemara is telling you there's more, there's some other difference. So Rashi has to say, what's the difference? So the difference is the gabe chiluk malachos. In terms of being mechayev a chatas altogether, absolutely, tolda can do that, even the makam av. But it can't have chiluk that forces me to bring two chatas. It's going to always be covered by one chatas.
That's the
Rashi and Shabbos. He's saying both. He's saying over there the same exact idea. He's saying that I'll always be covered. I don't have to bring an extra chatas, because lemaisa, I'm going to bring one chatas that's going to cover both. However, in terms of chiluk malachos, if it were true that a tolda could do chiluk malachos, how many would I have to bring? Two. The whole reason I don't have to bring two is because toldas can't do the second function of chiluk malachos. Avos can. That's the little secret chiddush in the Marie Katz, because it's a very enigmatic Marie Katz. What's he talking about? He's asking a question about an av and a tolda, and he's bringing me an answer that relates to three avos, zorah, borah, and merakeh. What does that have to do with anything? So the hidden chiddush of the Marie Katz is he purposely picked the three that are like, they're analogous to toldos with an av. They share the same tikkun, but they are all avos, which puts them in a different category of potency, and they can be mechalik melachos, and you'll always be chayv three chataos for them, as opposed to a total with a tzav, which will only be chayv one to cover both. Good?
Yeah.
So you have 3 minutes to do the other part, so we'll stop. I'm sorry that we had to do such a subtle sort of little finish there.